Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. This is Nick Humphries. I am your host here for the next 2 hours. I'll be doing readings, obviously, and giving a little bit of philosophy as well. But what a glorious day we had here in Wales today. It was absolutely, it was sunny, it was warm, spring had arrived. It was great. And it was nice to see people out enjoying the weather as well. So what have you been up to? What have you been doing that's, you know, made you happy? What have you done? That's what I'd like to know. If you're in the chat room, let us know. You know, and if you want to call into the show as well, obviously just dial this number, 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. That's in the States. Now, if you're outside the States, you can dial 001, followed by the same number, 760-283-4611. Don't forget, just 001 for outside of the States. It is a chargeable call, so please make sure you've got bill payers' permission. If you do want to call into the show free of charge, you can do by just clicking on a little Skype button and Skyping into the actual show itself. So, but I'm also open to suggestion as well. You know, I'd like to talk about spiritual stuff, what's happened to me over the last week and so on. Maybe I can give a bit of inspiration about, you know, what I've seen and what I've been doing and what I've heard and so on. So it's an open show. And also, don't forget that I have my new show on a Thursday as well, which is the Feel Closer to Spirit show. Pretty much the same sort of format, but it's on a Thursday at 8 p.m. GMT time. It's about 3 p.m. Eastern time. It's a great little show, and we have a bit of a laugh. That it's a bit more of a family show as well, so it's good. It's good. I enjoy it. And if you can't join the chat room, then message me through Facebook. It's International Medium Nick Humphreys on Facebook. And if you do see the page, please click the like button to say that you visited. You might even get a friend request on that one as well. And then you can keep up to date with all my postings and so on. So, and you can Twitter me as well at Nicholas. No, it's not. It's Nick A Humphreys. Nick A Humphreys. Okay. So I'd like to give out all this information. And, of course, most importantly of all, is my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. That's nick-humphreys.com. Obviously, don't forget the www dot at the beginning, like I just did. I'd like to say hello to a few friends and family that I know that are listening. I have my sister Anita, Mandy as well. I believe she's listening, and possibly my dad and my other sister Kim. So, happy days and busy days as well. We've got a new car. We're picking it up tomorrow and we're excited. We've had a lot of problems with cars over the last 2 years, I would say. Started off with my Ford Mondeo. Started to die, bless its heart. It done a really good job. And I did like that car quite a lot, but it got trashed in the end, unfortunately. And then we had a problem with the Land Rover. And then we had a problem with the Seat Cordoba. And then we had a problem with the Mitsubishi. And then we had a problem with the Vectra. We had the Vectra and the Mitsubishi at the same time. We've had a problem with those. But we've gone now and decided to buy a new car. So we've gone for a Vauxhall Insignia SRI 2 litre turbo diesel. And we can't wait to pick it up tomorrow. And I get it first. So I'm gonna give it a bit of a spin down the motorway, I think. See what it's like. It's got cruise control, it's got the works, it's great. I can't wait. But, you know, it's been a long time coming, and it's taken a lot of work, a lot of hard work, and a lot of dedication to actually be able to get that. It's one of our goals, to get a new car. I wouldn't say it's brand spanking new. It's newer than we've ever had before. But it just helps us, and it means so much to us, because it's going to help us. That's what it's going to do, and we're going to have enjoyment on it. We really are. So what have I been up to apart from buying a car? Well, we're getting ready to go to Norway. If you don't already know, we are off on our travels once again to Norway on the 24th. I think our journey starts, but actually 25th we land in Norway. And we've got a whole variety of different things that we're doing. So obviously on the Friday, we are busy working, doing readings, doing healing, lots of trance healing as well. And on the Saturday, we're joined by the lovely Mike Davis as well out in Norway. And we're going to be doing a show together. And all day Saturday, we had the open, I think it's a free entry psychic fair. Lots of stalls. My wife will be there. We will be doing healing, we'll be doing readings. My wife will be doing EFT and head massage and Indian face massage and reflexology and Reiki and anything else you'd like to disclose? No, no, for reading, no. Yes, so it's going to be a great day. And then on Sunday, obviously, we're doing, I know Mike's doing a workshop on the Sunday. And I think it's a Sunday anyway. And then Monday, we'll be doing lots more readings and more healing. And then Tuesday, we've got an exciting day coming. It's just going to be, I can't wait. It's just going to be so great. And I'm really looking forward to being out there with my wife as well, because I've been out there twice now. And then obviously, we're off to India in November, which is great, which is really good. So, I've just been asked a question privately. Hello, Kimberly. How are you? Welcome to the show, sweetheart. Cannot wait to catch your new show. Yay! Yeah, I've been having so much fun with my new show. I really have. I don't have control of the switchboard, sweetie, the person that's messaged me, so I don't know how far ahead you are in line. Unfortunately. Do you know what? I want to send out healing, and I think we should all do this to the people that have been affected by the blast in Boston over the last few days, and that poor little boy that lost his life, you know, this innocent little person that had so much to give to the world, you know, and not, you know, obviously didn't even get a chance to grow up and do what he wanted to do on the earth plane. So my healing thoughts go out to those parents of that little boy, and obviously to the people that have been affected by the other two losses as well that were out there. And it's always a tragic thing to hear about people that lose their lives, but it's even more so tragic when you hear it's a little boy or a little girl that, you know, hadn't even begun their lives, really. You know, we've had things over here. We've had a mother of two. I think it was two, maybe one. She jumped off a bridge in front of a train, and she jumped off the bridge with carrying her. I think it was a 3-year-old little boy. That was it. That was my wife's going, oh my God, that was like when we were back in, when I was back in London, a few weeks back. She committed suicide. Yeah, left. She chucked herself and a little boy off the bridge in front of a train. And then there was something on the news yesterday about a lady falling chucking herself off a car park. She was heavily pregnant. Before she chucked herself off, she killed her 3 little babies that were in her house. I'm a father, I'm a parent, and I always get very distraught when I hear of these tragic events. And they're if you're going to do something, leave the kids out of it. That's what I say. Let them do what they need to do, and don't decide for them. You know, obviously, if you're a parent and you're a caring parent, you'll protect those children, and you'll do right by those. But you wouldn't end their life needlessly for the sake of revenge of somebody else, or the fact that you can't handle your own life. But there is help available for anybody that is feeling this way. And, you know, unfortunately, it's something that happens across the globe. But it's something that we need to put a stop to, as well as the wars. You know, these innocent people, these bystanders that are sucked into these military facades, these things. And this brings me onto a page that I've made up on Facebook, PGPU. Okay, it's People for Global Peace and Unity. It's about people joining together. Doesn't matter what race, religion, or creed that you come from. It's just about having an unconditional understanding for each other, being united as brothers and sisters as we are on this planet, putting aside our differences of our skin colour, our religion background, or religious background, should I say, and staying together as we should be, fighting for a peaceful life, a life where we can all stand together and be happy, united in the fact that there is love in this world, and nobody needs to suffer. Nobody needs to suffer. There's, you know what? There's a program on, babe, what's that program called? The guy eating loads of food. Man versus Food. It's called Man versus Food. This guy in America goes around to all these restaurants and goes up against the challenge of that restaurant to try and eat as much food as possible. And I watch it thinking, really? Really? You know, that's got to give you heartburn, you know? But what about, you know, my wife said yesterday, fantastic word, it's just gluttony. It's just greedy. It's just, you know, there are people out there that can't afford food, can't afford to live properly, you know, and these people sometimes are in difficult circumstances. Can we not spend the money somewhere else? Can we not do something different with it rather than spend it on a 9-pound bomb to blow up somebody else's house? Can we not spend it on something different? Something to bring peace or, I don't know, help somebody survive maybe, just even if it's for another week. You know, if you've got a spare £5, buy a vaccination for a kid in Africa or something, you know. Buy a pair of shoes for one of the street kids in India. You know, it's buy a £5 sandwich or a pizza for somebody that's living homelessly on the street. You know, that sort of thing. This is what the page is all about. It's about bringing an understanding. It's a new page. I want loads of people to go on there and like it. It is a new page. PGPU, People for Global Peace and Unity. And my work has taken me to somewhere that I would never expected to go to. Somewhere that wasn't even on my, I'll say it, wish list to even go to. But I've been there twice now, and I absolutely love it. And I adore the people there as well, and that's India. It's a fantastic place for the simple reason that it's a multicultural place. The United Kingdom is a multicultural place, but there's hatred with it. Whereas India, there isn't this hatred. You've got Muslims living next to Sikhs, living next to Christians, living next to Buddhists, living next to Hindus. It's a fantastic place to be, and a place I hold dear to my heart, but also a place in need as well. It needs help. It needs, like every other place, it needs help. And I'm not specifying this place or highlighting this one place. It's just a place close to my heart. And I wanted to help something and do something out there, which is in the pipeline. And I am getting people together, and we will be starting another group where we will be actively doing stuff, but not as activists, not fighting against the regimes or anything like that, but bringing peace to people. That's what we will be doing. So it's a great page. Look at it and just feel love in your heart. That's what I'm about. And you know, my journey hasn't been an easy one. You know, I used to be a very angry person, very angry. I used to fly off the handle. But it's through seeing the difficulties and the hurt through others, and the hurt through myself as well. But it's the hurt that I've had has made me learn and made me realise how I can help others. Okay, so but it's seeing these clips on video or TV or on YouTube or on the internet, wherever it is, wherever these clips come from, on Facebook and so on. And they're really, really not nice. And, we need to start thinking differently. Otherwise, we're not going to have a chance as a human race. There's problems now in North Korea where they're pointing missiles at particular countries, and those particular countries are replying with, anti-missile missiles, if you understand what I mean. So we need to think of a solution of how we can get over this, and not by going, oh, I hate the North Koreans. Okay, we need to think of it a different way. Instead of spreading the hate, we need to spread the love. That's what we need to do. And I know it's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it. And there's a fantastic line. I can't change the world. If I can't change the world, I can change the world in me. From a U2 track. It's a fantastic line. And I might even play that track a little bit later on tonight. But anyway, that's enough of my Oh, my wife's whispering. Man in a Mirror by Michael Jackson. There's lots of songs like that. You've also got the other Michael Jackson song, which is the Earth Song, as well. So, you know, and what makes me laugh is the fact that there are film producers, there are musicians that write about this stuff. You've got, take for instance Terminator. That's talking about nuclear war and the how we should live our life instead of the nuclear war, you know, and what can come of it. You know, so these people have got vision about what we should be doing, and we should be looking at them as well. They're sending a message, you know. So it's all this stuff. So anyway, that's enough of my philosophy. Please just do something different. And I was thinking today, I was walking the dog today, and I've come up with an idea about having a particular day set aside that's a global day. I won't tell you what it's for yet because I want to actually advertise it first and or get it going in the background first, and choose the right day as well, I think. But it would be a day where I would ask everybody to do one particular act of kindness. But I'll tell you what that kindness is later on, maybe on my Thursday show when I've actually decided what day it's going to be held on this year, because I'd like it to start this year. So, quickly, I just want to say hello to all the guys in the chat room. pleasure. Anyway, I'm Nick Humphreys. Okay, I'm your host. I will be doing readings from about 8:30. What I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to play a track. I hope you enjoy it. I shall come back. Don't forget, if you want to call the show, it's 760-283-4611 or prefix 001 in front, okay, to call into the show, or just click on the little Skype button, okay? And enjoy this track.
Coming around.
Adam Lambert. If you ever want to go and see this guy, he's got an amazing voice. And that was What Do You Want From Me? Fantastic, fantastic album as well. I've just been nudged and winked at and messaged while I've been off air, obviously listening to him prancing around the room with that track, to say a special hello to a couple of people. A couple of family members, should I say, okay? One would be my niece, my lovely niece, Shannon. Hello, Shannon. How are you? And also my mum. I hope my mum doesn't mind me saying this, okay? But I haven't spoken to my mum for quite a while. Over the last, since January, I think, or maybe a little bit longer, that I'll tell you the truth, I was in India, okay? I'd done a show out there, and the next couple of days, I was talking to a friend of mine out there, this woman just said to me, before we can do anything further, you need to talk to your mum. And that's all she said. I was like, but I don't understand what you mean, okay? And then after that, I had, hang on, being passed the message here, hang on. yeah, it does. It is tough. I just kept on getting these messages that I needed to find my mum. I won't tell you the reason why, but me and my mum sort of fell out a little while ago. I made the phone call and we had a bit of a chat and we had a good chat. But it also left me with a question of, you know, what was the purpose and why and so on. Between myself and my good wife Helen, we've actually worked out what it's for. So I should be making another call to my mum. Two in 1 week. Wow. So mum, expect a phone call because I will be phoning you back. And I'll talk to you soon. So anyway, back to the show. Okay, if you want to talk to me, 760-283-4611. That's a free call for people in America. If you want a call from the United Kingdom or outside the States, it's 001-760-283-4611. And also you can contact me via the Skype, okay, so our call is in the chat room at the moment. And also Facebook, International Medium, Nick Humphreys, and www.nick-humphreys.com. So, I find it really weird. I'm sitting here and my wife gets this smirk on her face. So I know she's up to something. Or she's being messaged. We've got two computers going at the moment. And she's being messaged by somebody. She's going, yep, okay. So somebody's messaging there. So whoever's messaged her, tell me what it is. Chat to me on Facebook. Anyway, let's go. Let's go with this, okay? I've got loads of tracks lined up. But I think we should do a call, okay? Hang on a second. I just want to ask my wife something. Are they still listening? Oh, okay. I just want a confirmation whether or not my mum and Shannon were still listening. So if they are, can you message Helen? Because obviously you were talking to her before. So let's go to a caller, okay? Let's go to 212. Are you there? Area code 212.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And where are you calling from and what's your name, sweetheart?
Jillian, New York.
Jillian, New York. Is that your name, Jillian, New York, or you're Jillian from New York?
From New York. That
okay.
Would be really funny.
Okay, sweetheart. So how can we help you? And obviously, you understand how I work. I link to spirit and I give you guidance from spirit.
Yes, and I'll take a message from spirit, actually.
Just a message from spirit. Okay, that's what I like. Okay, takes a couple of seconds for me to link to spirit world. So let me just say thank you very much. And obviously, just for those callers that are new to my show, I do talk out loud to the spirit world because it's an energy thing. It links me better with them. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. I've got a gentleman here that's come from the spirit world. He tells me that he would be on your dad's side of the family. I'm looking at grandfather here, and he would have. He's quite tall as well. Do you understand this?
Go on, maybe more information.
Okay. When I look at him, okay, he shows me that he wasn't quite bald. He had hair along down the sides. Would you understand this a bit more? But grey. Would you understand this a bit more?
Well, my father didn't know his father, so it could be any two
okay.
people that was around him.
Okay, let me just ask him again. Are you definitely on mum's side or dad's side of the family? Say again? Dad's side of the family. Right, he's definitely dad's side of the family. okay? But he's quite tall, okay, and quite slender as well. Thank you. And he also tells me that he would have gone to spirit quite quick, okay? Thank you. He just said it was a condition. He had a condition, but he's not telling me what the condition was. Thank you. It was a heart condition that he had. Okay, so it was a heart condition that he passed with. I don't know if you're able to find this out at all, are you?
There was a guy, his mother's husband, had a heart condition, but he wasn't slim. He wasn't slender. He was a fat man.
Okay, well, the gentleman I've got here, I can't make things fit, okay, and I always give 100% of what I get, okay, or what I see or feel. This gentleman is actually quite tall, and he is quite slender. He's not a fat gentleman. Say again? And he keeps saying to me, and I am father's side of the family, okay, so thank you. And he just said, and I am grandfather. So he wants to link to this, okay?
Okay.
So do you understand?
I can understand everything except for his size. And
Okay. We'll go along with what he's saying at the moment. Okay. Because spirit never lie, and I can't make things up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So again. Right. In the condition. Right. Thank you. He's just said to me that there's a change in your condition. Do you understand this?
My condition.
Condition. Hmm. What do you mean? Is it condition? Oh, it might be position. Sorry. I'm sure he said condition. Right, thank you. He's talking about changes around you. Do you understand this?
There's change. Well, I'm looking for some changes, but there's nothing that's happened yet. So.
Okay. He's given me this on two elements, okay? He is talking about... right, thank you. Okay, right, I'll say that, thank you. Right, he is talking about your working environment. And sweetheart, is it right that you've been very tired or you're not sleeping well at the moment as well?
Yeah, the last couple of days, but that's because I've been out late.
Right, okay. Because he said condition, okay? And that is his first word. He did say condition, and then he said and position. So there's a position change in your working environment as well. You understand that?
Where I am right now, or it's going to come? To come.
Where she is at the moment. Thank you. He just said, you're going to be allocated a new job. Do you understand this?
Well, I haven't been... Well, I kind of sort of been looking, but not adamantly looking. So...
Right.
But it seems like a new job or...
Yeah, it doesn't... It doesn't matter whether or not you've been looking or not. He's just telling me that there is a... Thank you. That you're going to be allocated a new job. Again? Right, okay. I'm not sure if this ties it in with the job, but he keeps telling me sell, sell, sell. So either you're into sales or you need to sell something. Do you understand this?
I'm not in sales, and I don't have anything to sell right now.
Thank you. Okay, so he's talking about the house. Is there something around the house where you're thinking of selling or moving?
I don't have anything to sell, and I thought it would be nice to move to another state, but it's just been a thought. It hasn't been anything that I've been doing, you know, doing anything about.
Okay, right. It seems to me that the information he's given is in lots of different parts here. Let's go with this condition first, okay? Because he's talked about the fact that he said in his words is that you've been tired and you haven't been sleeping, okay? What he wants to do is tell you that he's been watching you because you haven't been sleeping or and stuff properly, okay? Right, thank you. But he's also just said, and yes, and she's also restless, he just said to me. She's also restless. Fidgety, that's what he just said to me. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, right, okay. So I need to clear that up. So give me a bit more. Right, thank you. And he says, and also, I'm trying to tell you that her work position is going to change. Right, thank you. And it will be a state of where you will have to move away, he said. And this is why this is why I'm telling you, Nick, sell, 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 because you'll have to sell the house. Okay?
I don't have a house to sell.
Okay. Well, that's his words, okay? I'm not, I know you said, but that's his words. What do you mean, sweetheart? Sell, sell, you just said... Oh, hang on a second, sweetie. Hang on.
Okay.
Sell, 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 sell. What's that? What do you mean? Right. Okay. So I've got to give it. Okay. There's something around either the house or something like that. He keeps talking about sell, sell, sell. Okay. But it's almost like it's a sales job as well. It's like sell, sell, sell. Like either you're in, I don't know, finance or something like that. But
yeah, I'm in finance, but it's not selling.
Okay. Right. Okay. So we are getting there. Okay. Right. Thank you. What, say again? Okay. Right. Okay. I'm getting signals mixed up here because he's just said to me, sell, 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 and the house. Okay. So you will be moving. Okay. That's what I want to tell you. And your job will be, what was that? How did I express it before? It's like this job will be given to you. It's almost like you're in finance, but your position will change. That's what he's talking about, and that you'll be sell, sell, sell. So either you're going to be doing something where you'll be selling stuff, okay? And he's actually standing there next to me, and he's going, yes, yes, yes. That's it, that's it. So you're going to be selling something, okay? But it's going to be, okay? Thank you. And the way that he's telling me is quite exaggerated. So he's telling me it's going to be quite busy, very busy, in fact, frantic, he just said. It's going to be frantic. Thank you. He just said the last 3 years around you have been quite slow. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, not anymore. He said, say again. Thank you. He just said, by September, you're not going to know what's going to hit you because you are going to be so busy. Okay. Say again. What do you mean? What, can I have a look? Okay, so I just talked about something, and I want him to show me so I know. Okay, give me black what? What's that? Thank you. So have you stumped your toe? Because he's talking about a toe.
No, I didn't stump my toe.
Okay. Have you got something wrong? Thank you. And it's right foot. He keeps showing me the right foot. Have you got something wrong with your right foot? I shouldn't ask questions. He's telling me there's a problem around the right foot. You understand this?
No, my foot's fine.
Okay. Would you buy that? Okay. Right. I've got to give it how he's showing me. What do you mean by that? Thank you. Right. I don't think it may be with you. I think it's with him. He talked about a black toe. Some of the things I get, really, honestly. He's talking about a black toe, okay? I don't know what it means. Maybe you should look out for this, but I feel it's actually to do with him, okay?
Okay.
Black toe, I don't know if you're ever going to find it out. It's almost like frostbite, that sort of thing. It could be symbolic as well, because he is talking about dipping your toe in, trying it out first. But he, again, separately, he's talking about frostbite. Oh, I don't know, that's very bizarre. Really bizarre. Okay. Give me a bit more. Right, thank you. Yeah, but he said to me also, it's about time you're smiling. Smiling. Okay? Mm-hmm. Understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. He said you don't smile enough. Do you understand that also?
Yeah, I guess I can say that. Yeah.
Okay. And he said you need to. Thank you. He just said to me, also, you need to let the sun shine through you as well. Right. Thank you. Okay, right, okay. He's talking about your light being, it's like fizzled out. Do you understand this?
Well, I guess I can understand that, yeah. I've been wanting to have some changes as far as work and, you know, relationship concerns.
Like energy or something like that he's talking about. It's like a new energy. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, thank you. But he's also just said as well, is that you, is it? He just said also, grandmother in spirit, but connected to him, also wants to just say hello. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
this is my thing. Mm-hmm.
Right, thank you. And he just said, and August is important around her also. August, it could be around both of them, but August. Could be an anniversary, a birthday, or a passing of some sort. Do you understand?
I'll have to look into that.
Okay. Right, thank you. But he's also just told me you've got a birthday soon. Is this correct?
If what?
he just said to me, you've got a birthday soon. Is that correct?
A birthday? No, not until July.
Right. Okay. Say again. Right. There's somebody around you within the family who's got a birthday soon because he wants to pass on a message of happy birthday. Do you understand this?
In April?
Is it what month is it? April, May? Say again? April, was it? April, yes. Somebody around me or around you with a birthday that he would have known as well. Do you understand this?
I'm trying to think who it would be. I can't think of who it would be now. It's in one of my parents or my sisters or brother. I can't think of who it would be.
Right. And that soon, is it? Thank you. And it's April, is it? I'm just double checking with him. April? And it's a birthday. Okay, yes, it is April, it's a birthday, it's to do with a lady, okay? Actually, I thought it was you, but he's talking about a lady around you, okay? Within the family. Thank you.
I don't know who that could be. I mean, my sisters had birthdays last month, and my mom's in July also, my brother's in June, father's in November.
This female is a younger female. It's almost like childlike. Thank you. And she's in her teens. Would you understand this?
I don't know any teenagers, no.
Okay.
Well, that's in my family at least.
I've got to give it. He keeps talking about this girl that's birthday is soon. Just out of interest, you wouldn't know of a teenager girl that would be in spirit, would you, that would have had a birthday soon?
Mm-mm. No. I can't think of, no, I don't know any teenagers in spirit.
No, don't worry, because I still feel it's earthbound, so she's still here on the earth plane. But maybe it's something you need to think about or take away with you and ask family members as well. Because this just is adamant. And, you know, I always say spirit never lie. I always say I will give you 100% of the spirit's thing. Okay? And that's what I'm saying. There's a female. Thank you. It's almost like she's 13. 13, that sort of age. Thank you. But, sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay.
So please take the love from spirit, okay? And just look out for this work thing that's going to happen.
Do you need to give you a time period on this work thing?
You may have some period? Well, I believe he said September before.
Ooh,
September. Okay?
Okay.
So, please set the love from spirit.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetheart. Take care. And also, don't forget, guys, that once you've had your reading, okay, if you wait until the show's finished, because as you heard from that one, if there's information inside that reading you don't understand, sometimes it can come back to you within a few days, you know, or you might actually mention it to somebody in your family or friends. Sometimes we have to think outside of the box as well, and it will come to you. And you can actually download the show in the archives, okay, so you can listen to your reading over and over again. I actually just need to go for a very quick break. I'll be a matter of minutes, okay? We're going to play one more. Well, I'll say one more track. We've got loads of tracks to play. I shall be right back in about 3 minutes and 39 seconds. Just don't go away, because I will be opening telephone lines more. I'll be doing a whole string of readings, and then I'll do another track after that. So just bear with me, and I hope you enjoy this. This is Rasmus. Oh, I love that track. That's Rasmus and In the Shadows. I've had a message come through from my Facebook page. Now, I want to say this to people, okay? I've got an article out in, or a story, shall I say, in one of the British magazines. I think it's Fate and Fortune, I think it is. Take a Break, Fate and Fortune. The story is about how me and my wife met. And I gave the story to the magazine because I wanted to inspire people to never give up, okay? The story is about the fact that I was going through a divorce. I'd met somebody else. Let's start again. I was going through a divorce, and I met somebody, and it didn't work out, and I was working for a particular company, and this is before I actually decided to go full-time doing my job, as I do now, and I was in a spiritualist church as a part of the congregation, and the medium said to me that my nan was in the church with us, in spirit. She gave a fantastic description of my nan, so I could confirm that actually that was her, and she said to me the strangest thing of all, and that was that she was going to send me my twin flame. And so I was like, well, I didn't understand that at the time, because I thought I was with a soulmate, you know. It's just part of the story, okay? The other part of the story is the fact that I was in a dead-end job. I hated it. Every job I'd been in, I hated it, because I knew I wanted to be doing this. And Spirit had told me that I would be doing this full-time. I would bring lots of peace and love to lots of people, okay? Which is what I want to do. That is my ultimate goal. So before I leave this earth plane, I want to touch as many people as possible in with love, okay? In one angle, or one corner of it all, I had Spirit saying to me, or my nan saying to me, she's going to send me my twin flame. I didn't understand that, because I thought I was in a relationship at the time. In the other hand, I had Spirit going to me, leave your job now. So I did. At that time, I then found out certain things about the particular person that I was with, made me very unhappy, and I split up from that person, leaving me then in a one-bedroom flat with no job, and you know, fighting for survival. I was fighting for my kids, to see my kids as well, through the divorce, and things just seemed to be getting smaller and smaller. The work wasn't coming in for spiritual stuff. No twin flame was around the corner, and so on. So. And Spirit, you know, kept on saying to me, it's coming, trust us, which I was doing. I was trying to as much as possible, until I broke down. But it came after a certain amount of events. I had a really bad fall on the ice and cracked my skull. Not literally, but I was concussed. I was depressed. I found another job, but I hated it. And it was really the pits for me. It was really bad. I was fighting for my kids. I had nobody in my life. I was all on my own, had hardly any money, and blah, 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 blah. So I decided to end my life. That's what I wanted to do. And it was at that moment, whilst doing the deed, we call it, that Spirits came to me and said, you know, literally, what are you doing? Give me a slap around the face. What are you doing? You know, we told you to trust us, and that's what you need to do. And so I actually, when you actually read the story, you'll understand what I did. And after that, it all started to come back. And then 2 weeks after that incident of me, I would say attempting to commit suicide, that's what I was going to do. I was going to do it. Spirit stopped me, because my name was there, so she stopped me. And then 2 weeks later, I met Helen, which is my now wife, which we now have a family, and beautiful wife, beautiful kid, great home, great job. Okay, and Spirit started to come in. I am not Mike, I am Nick. Gab, I'm not Mike, I'm Nick. This is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. Sorry, I was trying to break into the story. Okay. It's okay, don't worry. So the spiritual work started to take off. So the idea of me giving that story to that magazine was that the fact that it would give inspiration to people to never ever give up. And I ask you, and I tell you now, please don't ever ever give up. If spirit promised to do something for you, they will do it, but it can take some time. The timing has to be right. Everything else around your life has to be right also. I trust spirit 100, 200, 1,000% with everything that they tell me. So when I've got your loved one standing in front of me telling me they're Jack, and they were a cross-dresser, and they liked eating baked beans and taking a dog for a walk through a woods, that's the information I'm going to give you, because that's what they're telling me, and that's the truth. I will never, ever make up anything, because that just puts me in a bad light, and it gives you false pretenses then. So if you don't understand the information, it will happen. There will be information that you won't understand. I'm telling you this because I'm honest, okay? It's the information of the evidence is the important part, okay? If you don't understand the evidence, then you need to ask somebody about it or think outside the box. It could be somebody around you, okay? We as mediums, or especially myself, I can't talk for others, sometimes we don't have control of who's coming forward. We can have, or we can ask in advance, if we know we've got a reading, we can ask in advance for the loved ones to come forward for that person. But the energy has to be right also. But the idea of that story was just to inspire people to just never ever give up. And I've been, since that article, I've had loads of people contacting me saying it's been giving me inspiration, which is what I wanted it for. So it's Take a Break, I think. Take a Break, Fate and Fortune. Is that the one? Take a Break, Fate and Fortune? Yep, I'm getting a thumbs up. Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, page 21. It's in the shops. I think you can even see it online. Fate and Fortune, Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, online. Okay, page 21. There's a really sad picture of me in it, and a lovely picture of my dear old nan, and a lovely picture of me and my wife and Bubs. So there you go. That's all I wanted to say about that. It's just because I got that message, I thought I'd just say it. Okay. And thank you so much for contacting me anyway. So this goes back to the telephone lines, okay? I believe we've got a Skype caller, and we're going to go to Gabian. I'm not even going to pronounce it.
No, don't worry.
Okay, how do you pronounce that?
Oh, no, it's just my email name.
Oh, is it? Okay, what's your...
It just says Gabby Anthropology.
Gabby Anthropology, there you go. Right, okay. At least I managed to say it. So, can I think, what is your name, sweetheart? Is it Gabian, is it?
Yeah, Gabriella.
Gabriella. Oh, what a lovely name. Gabriella. Okay, and where are you calling from?
Canada.
Canada. Okay, sweetheart. And how can we help you?
I'm sorry about calling you Mike.
No problem.
That's a great story. It's a wonderful story. I just passed, I took my exam on abnormal psychology this morning, and we dealt with issues like that in the course, so it's very interesting to hear your story.
Thank you. I actually do another type of reading called a tree reading.
Uh-huh.
I know psychologists do actually use it. I didn't realize this, but I thought of the idea when I was 18, and I get people to draw a picture of a tree, and I take a reading from that, and it tells about their life. It tells about their past and their present and how they think and what they want to do, and it doesn't give me specifics of like what job title or names or anything like that, but it does give me an idea of ages and stuff like that. So if anybody out there wants a tree reading, get in contact. You can scan it in, send me by email. It's not a problem. So Gabriella, how can we help you?
Well, I read on your website that you look at things that have been lost. And I have lost something that was so dear to me many years ago. I moved back to Argentina, and I decided to come back here to Canada, and I packed all my belongings. And the most important part of all that was lost, which was all the work that I had done in my master's thesis in painting.
Okay.
And it stopped me from, like, you know, now I'm teaching painting again, and I had never, like, it's a very painful thing, and I had never thought about it, but now that is coming back, and I have never asked anybody.
Okay. Right, the lost and found part of my website, it's not an exact science, I'll be honest.
Okay? Of course, but just, you know, I never, it's just that situation of what happened, not that I want to recover them or anything, it's been way too many years.
Okay.
But maybe it has to do with how I have come back to teaching painting again. I have 4 children, I stopped painting for 20 years. Now everything's coming back. I want to go back to my career as an artist. So.
Okay. Rightio. Do you know what? I'm getting some really weird information here for you, okay?
Okay.
Let me just spare me a second. Sweetheart, who are you? Thank you. Mum's side of the family, was that? Sweetheart, I've got a lady here who tells me that she's grand on your mum's side of the family. Okay? And I wouldn't say she's I would say she's average height, maybe a little bit smaller, okay?
Yeah.
Would you understand this?
On my mother's side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, she wasn't that tall, no. Yes.
Okay. Would you understand she was also quite a little bit plump as well? Would you understand that as well?
My father's mother, she always, yeah, my father's mother was plumper.
Okay. Right, okay. Maybe it could be that one, but all I can give you is this is grand. She said mum's side of the family, and she's standing before me now, and I can see her. She's a little bit short, average. I'd say average height, but she said to me, no, I'm just a little bit shorter than average, but a little bit plump, but not too big, okay? But a beautiful-looking lady, okay?
Okay.
Really lovely and very friendly. You know, she's got a big smile, and she's oozing this okay, thank you so much. She said, come and give me a hug. So that's sort of friendly, okay? She's really lovely, okay? She's got a lovely essence about her. So she tells me, you know the stuff that you lost or misplaced? Okay. Thank you. She said, this is the weird information, you don't need it anymore, okay? And you didn't need it back then as well. That's what she means, okay? But would you also understand, how do I say this politely? You know, it was paintings, wasn't it? It was little drawings and stuff like that, yes?
No, they were huge paintings.
She's talking about little drawings things. She's talking about little drawings and paintings. Would you understand this?
This is like 16-foot paintings.
No, okay, right. Yeah. Right. Don't worry about those pictures for the minute. We'll get to those.
Mm-hmm.
This lady is coming forward with... Say again. Thank you. She is talking... Right, and she said 9x6.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. And she's talking about... Okay, she keeps butting in. She's talking about little drawings, about 9x6 that you would have done as well. Would you understand? You understand this?
Yeah.
And would you understand? Because she, please don't shoot the messenger. Okay. She just said to me, and some of them were a little bit depressing. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. They're the ones that she's talking about. She doesn't need them anymore because they were a little bit depressing. Right. Thank you. Thank you. But she is talking about now. She's talking about these big ones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Right, and do you know what? They're not lost. I don't feel they're lost, okay? I feel that them. Right, thank you. She's talking about a shipment, okay?
Yes, it was a shipment.
Okay, and she is saying to me that they are still in some sort of container.
Yes.
Okay.
Are they still in Argentina?
Are they still collectible? Right. Right. Thank you. She has said that the shipment people that you went through, okay,
mm-hmm.
have changed hands. Okay.
Yes. Well, it's been many years.
Okay, that it's changed hands, but these, the right, thank you. She says there, she's actually showing me now, in my mind's eye, she's showing me like a big warehouse where it's almost like lost and found go, and they get put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And she, right, and you've still got a receipt, she says. You've still got a receipt of the shipment number.
I doubt it. I have would have. No, I don't think so, but...
Where is that, sweetheart? Yeah. Thank you. She says it's in a drawer. Hang on a second. Where is it? Thank you. Third drawer? Down? Thank you. She's talking about a third drawer down. Now, she's showing me, I'll tell you what she's showing me instead of asking the question. She is showing me a dark piece of furniture that would be drawers. Looks like a sideboard or some sort of, thank you. But it would have been made out of wood, and it looks quite like thick, chunky wood as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It's almost like it's oak or mahogany style wood. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Third drawer down, she said. There is a slip of paper, faded, she just said as well. Faded, and there is a shipment number on it.
I'll look.
Okay. Yeah. And you are going to be able to locate this, okay, and find your... Say, is it? Hang on, where is it? Is it in Argentina or Canada? Okay, it never left.
I thought so too, that it never left. No, it never left.
It's still there. It can still be claimed. I know it's years ago, okay?
Yeah.
But it can still be claimed. This is what this lovely lady is talking about, okay? Say again? Right, thank you. What is that? Sweetheart, do you know one of the paintings that you've done that is in this shipment?
Yes.
She's talking about it being blue. She said
Yes. It's
got a whole multitude of blue on it.
Yes.
You understand this? But it's different shades of blue as well, she says. Do you understand
this? Yes.
Okay.
No, we want this.
But has it also got a white streak in it? There's a white streak.
Yes.
What's the streak? It's... looks to me like it's not an arrow or anything like that. It just looks like a white streak, and it looks like it's going from left corner to the right hand corner, top right hand corner, that sort of. Would that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. You're funny. She said I'm standing right next to it. So it's not lost. Okay.
You need
to look for this chest of drawers or unit with. It's got three drawers. Bottom drawer. Thank you. Can you open the drawer? I can have a look. She's showing me the drawer, okay? It looks like either there's jumpers in this drawer or something, okay?
Yes.
But on the bottom of the drawer, there is paper, like either a drawer lining or something. And it's actually folded over, and it's either underneath or it's at the back, and it's squashed. So it looks like just a folded piece of paper. It's something like that. That's what I can see. Say again? Say what? Say it next to what? She just said right next to the spoons. Spoons? You got spoons in that drawer as well.
I don't know.
But do you not understand the unit she means?
Yes. Well, it might have been this antique piece that I have now in the house that might have been part of a kitchen set, and now I use it to put my clothes in.
Okay. Right.
Old drawers, yeah.
Right. She's talking about spoons and she's talking about jumpers and stuff, so maybe there's a mixture of the history of that unit. Okay.
Is this grandmother's, my great-grandmother who had a very serious condition on her arm?
Right. Don't feed the medium, okay? But
okay. Sorry.
No, it's all right. The only reason we say that is because you're giving us information and now it's left me with nothing else to say. Well, it hasn't left me with anything else to say about her because she's a great lady, okay?
Okay.
Again? Thank you. But she did just say, actually, it wasn't the condition of the arm that took me to spirit. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Would you understand that she would have had some sort of clot? She just said blood clot that she would have had. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. No. Okay, so, right, thank you. So she just said, yeah, and I passed with that. So she passed with a blood clot, okay? Fantastic lady. Really fantastic lady, okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Look for it. Look for it. Okay.
Yeah. I have stopped. I gave up on all this, and I had never asked anyone.
Well,
that's
if you
wonderful.
If you find it, remember me, okay? You know,
oh,
just...
I will, and I will write to you and...
Let me know.
Yes, of course I will. This has been like a thorn on my in my heart, you
oh,
know,
bless.
For an artist to lose their work.
She's also... I don't know why she's talking about those depressing little ones as well.
Yeah, those are drawings that I made as a child. I made very, very depressing drawings. I was very depressed as a child.
Did you do one? She keeps talking about Jesus as well. Did you do one of Jesus on a cross?
Probably. Yeah.
Jesus on a cross. Okay. So, right, okay. So anyway, I'll leave it with you on that one, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Nick.
You are so welcome, sweetheart.
And bless you for what you do for other people. I'll write to you.
Please do. And, you know, if there's any way that I could see some of your artwork, that would be great.
Oh, well, you know, I'll email you and I'd like to have a reading with you. The tree sounds very interesting because as an artist, you know, if I draw a tree, it would be very elaborate.
You know what? Some people just draw me like two little lines and a bit of a bush at the top of it.
I am going to contact you on your website.
Okay, so
it's wonderful. You've been sent to me and I'm so, so blessed. Thank you so much.
I'm the blessed one, sweetheart, because I... talk to lovely people like you and Spirit, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
You too.
And, of course, at the end of every reading, we always thank Spirit. We thank Spirit for the energy that they've come forward, okay, that they've used to give us that vital piece of evidence. And you know what? I'll say it, don't feed the medium, but do you know what? She came up trumps because she told me that... this lovely lady did not pass with the issue with the arm. It was a blood clot. Bless her heart, okay? And she said she passed with that. So they're always, always trust what spirits say. If they give you information, that's what it is. And quite simply, okay, I was doing a development circle. And it was a development circle where we had to learn with spirit, learn what trust with what spirit was giving us, okay? And I was giving a reading to this lovely lady that was sitting to the left of me, okay? And I had a gentleman come forward, and I was testing. I was being really, really rude to spirit, okay? And this guy was going to me, give her Murdoch. Give her Murdoch. It's one of my favourite stories, okay? Give her Murdoch. She'll understand. I'm going, I am not giving this lady Murdoch if you don't tell me what it means. He said, it doesn't matter what it means, but she'll understand it and she'll laugh and she'll be so happy. She'll be so happy that she knows it's me, because this woman was going, I can kind of understand information, but I don't know who you're talking about, that sort of thing, okay? So this guy was saying, please, just say Murdoch. Just say Murdoch. I'm going, really? Can you not give me something a bit more interesting rather than Murdoch? You know, he's going, that's the only thing that she's going to know, that it just to prove that it's me, okay? I said, okay, Spirit. I trust you, okay? I'm learning to trust you. I'll give it to you, okay? I'll give it to this lovely lady, I say. So I said to this lady, I think Caroline was her name, I think, and I said to her, Murdoch, okay? This guy wants me to give you Murdoch. And this woman roared out laughing. I mean, oh my God, I now know who you're talking about, because he was the only person that I ever told that Murdoch was my favourite character out of the A-team. Boom. Okay, that was the most vital piece of information that woman needed to clarify the evidence that this gentleman was giving. Never, ever distrust spirit. Never, ever. It's just so amazing, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to go to another telephone line, okay? Who's going to be the lucky lady or gentleman to have a reading? I'm getting excited now. It's building up the energy between us and the spirit world, okay? So let's go to area code 609. Okay, area code 609, you there?
I'm here.
And how are you?
Good, how are you today?
I'm good. And can I take your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Phyllis and I'm calling from Wildwood, New Jersey.
Wildwood?
Yes.
Wow, that's an interesting New Jersey, okay.
Yes.
And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I'm not supposed to ask you a question, am I?
If it's a general reading, I can give you a general reading, or if you do have a particular a question you want answered, you can do. But
I have
don't...
too many things I want to know. So if you can go without me telling you, that would be great.
Okay. I would ask you to clarify things, okay? So with a yes or no, if you don't understand, then that's fine. You don't understand. It may be something that you need to just think about a little bit later on, okay? But
okay.
I will give you, I think, as I say, all through my show, I'll give you everything that Spirit give me, okay? If they do give me stuff at all. So let's go. Who? Right? Okay, thank
you. Say again?
I'm just talking to Spirit. Hang on. Just the way it works, okay? Right, thank you, Spirit. Can you come forward? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Right, thank you. Okay. Right, I've actually got two here, okay, but I'm going to work with one. And the strongest one that's coming forward is actually a gentleman in spirit. This would be a grandfather figure, and he would have stood on your dad's side of the family. Do you understand this connection?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. He just tells me that he would have passed the spirit actually quite quickly, although he said that he suffered a little while. Do you understand this also?
Yes.
Okay. Second. Well, he's also talking about an accident, but I don't feel the accident was anything to do with him. Do you understand this?
I'm not sure.
I feel it's actually to do with him, okay, as in like his passing or anything like that. Say again? Okay. Right, thank you. It's not to do with that, okay? For some reason, okay. He's telling me to you that it's not an accident. Would you understand why he'd be saying this?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps saying to me, just tell her it's not an accident. Okay. Thank you. He just told you that things happen for a reason. Okay. Right. Thank you. And he's also now he's not giving me specifics of like you know dates, names, addresses, or anything like that. He's just talking openly about stuff. So he's just giving me ideas. He's just said to me that. Sometimes things like happen for a reason. But you need to, his word, you need to knuckle down. You need to knuckle down. Do you understand what he means or why he's saying this? I shouldn't ask questions.
Not really, no. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
Okay, don't worry. Let's work with Spirit. Let's see what he's got to say. Sweetheart, I need a bit more evidence for me, please.
Okay.
Say again? Right. Sweetheart, he's also given me, now I don't work with names normally, okay, but he keeps talking about this one person called Jack. That make any sense to you?
Yes, I think Jack is my master guide. That's
right.
Who I think is my master guide.
Okay, right, and now would you understand that he's talking about Jack and the communication or the connection isn't quite right at the moment?
Well, yeah, I've been having trouble connecting lately.
Right, okay, see, we're getting somewhere, okay?
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Actually, he is talking about your mind, okay? He told me that your mind hasn't been in the right place for this recently as well. Do you understand?
Well, yes. Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to tell you, but yes.
Don't tell me anything. Let me tell you, and then later on you can tell me, okay?
Okay.
That your mind hasn't been in the right place, okay? He said there's been a lot going on around you recently, and also he said, thank you very much, self-doubt has set in as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Self-doubt. Thank you. But also he's telling me that actually... He's telling me that either you are... No, he's not telling me that. Hang on, what are you telling me? Thank you. He's telling me, actually, that... how do you want me to say that? Right. It's like you are being tested. You are being tested, and also on two sides. You're being tested by spirit, but also I feel there's a group of people around you that are... Thank you. Sniggering? Is that right? Laughing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. And he said that you've got to look past this. Right. Because he just also said, because you're quite young as well, he just told me. You understand that? You're quite young?
Well, I'm not, but okay.
Okay.
He probably sees me that way.
Okay, well, he just says... Thank you. He's talking about young, but he's talking about a fledgling. Do you understand the meaning of that?
Say again?
Fledgling.
Okay. Fledgling, okay.
Okay. A fledgling, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody that's new to the spiritual connections, okay? Somebody that's learning to develop. That's what this is about. Do you understand this?
I understand that completely.
Right, thank you. And he's also talking about the fact that you want everything to happen now also. Do you understand? It's like
lately, yes.
Like, okay, I want to do tomorrow, I want to do healing, but the next day I want to do mediumship, and I want to try a bit of this, and I want to do a bit of that. Do you understand this? He's talking about this too much going on that you want to do. Do you understand?
Oh, yes. And I understand.
It doesn't work like that, okay? He said it works with one stage at a time. Thank you. Sweetheart, you're also telling me, okay? Right. Thank you. He said, he keeps talking, so I keep stopping. He's just telling me as well that you've only just started going through the emotional stages. Do you understand what I mean by this?
I'm not sure. But are you talking about the spirit connection, or are you talking about everything that's going on right now?
I'm talking about your spirituality. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Right, thank you. Right, he just said to me, okay, I actually feel like I'm talking to Jack for a minute, but I'm not, I'm talking to your granddad. He's talking to me that on your spiritual level, you haven't gone through the emotional bit, okay? This is where you intense anger, intense hate, intense love, intense crying, the intense sad, depression, everything, okay? He said you haven't even got that. But actually she is, because he said there's also an emotional thing going on around you at the moment as well. Do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he wants to put this to a... Really? Thank you. I've got a trust spirit with this. A relationship around you. Do you understand this?
What kind of, do you mean, a romantic relationship or a family or friend? What do you mean?
Okay. What sort of relationship is that, sweetheart? Thank you. He's putting it as a romantic relationship.
Okay, he's trying to test me in that way?
No, he's not trying to test you in that way.
Oh. Okay.
He's talking about a relationship, a romantic relationship that's around you at the moment. Do you understand this?
No, because there's not really. So, but go ahead, because I've been looking.
Give you what he's giving me, okay? He's talking about a romantic relationship around you that's dealing with a breakup. Well, do you understand this? It may not be you. It may be somebody else around you that's affecting you. Do you understand this?
Well, yes, sort of, yes. I might understand it.
Right.
It could be a few different things.
Right, okay. Well, he's talking about the emotional effect it's having on you at the moment, okay?
Okay.
Let's deal with one thing at a time. Your spirituality has only just begun. That's what he's talking about, okay? You've got to go through stages with your connection with spirit to understand how they feel, how they look, how they sense, how they smile, and how they sound. You've got to go through all the stages of all the emotions. Believe me, it works. You've got to go through... You'll cry for no apparent reason. You'll feel really angry for no apparent reason. You'll feel really sad, really depressed, really lonely, unwanted, but wanted by everybody. You'll feel yourself being pulled and pushed from one pillar to the next. Okay, all these sorts of emotions. Okay, but it's all to do with the understanding of how spirit... So when you've got spirit standing next to you, saying, hello, I'm Jack, I'm this lady's grandfather, and I pass with this, and I feel really this, you'll understand exactly how they feel, from crying to happiness to, you know, loneliness and everything, okay? Okay, and they take you, let's say, this is the stage that you're coming to now. On a second note, okay, he's also talking about around you at the moment is a bit of an emotional period around you at the moment also, okay? Understand this?
Yeah.
And he's just clarified something for me. Would you understand, actually, thank you, there's something in your past where you haven't let go of the emotion. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yeah.
And you feel angry about that at the moment. Do you understand that as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. This is why he's saying, she is kind of going through this stage because you've got an anger of this emotion. You're not letting go of the emotion. So it's a lesson for you that you need to let go of this emotion. Understand that?
Yes.
Okay. But on the other side of that, he just said, and also she's questioning about her work as well. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Right. Because you want to leave your work to do something else, but you know in your mind you're not quite, or in your heart you're not quite ready, but your head is racing ahead of you. Do you understand that also?
Yes.
Okay. So you have to take things one day at a time. Slowly, slowly. Okay. When spirits see you are at a particular stage, they will move you on to another stage. Okay. If they see that you're racing ahead of that stage, they will slow you down. Okay, or they will back away until you realize that actually you're not ready for that stage. Okay.
Okay.
Your life at the moment, okay, is there's lots of questions about all sorts of stuff going on around you. Okay. So.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Right, and it's to do with your spirituality. It's to do with your love life. It's to do with your work. It's to do with friends around you as well. Do you understand that?
Yes, that's why I didn't know where to start to ask you.
So, please, thank you. You'll learn that you have to deal with one thing at a time, okay? Thank you. Can I just say this as well? You'll never get, I don't feel you'll ever get your friends to understand what you truly want to do. Do you understand that?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why I need to say that, okay? There will be some friends... I'll stop and say this, okay? Spirituality is a fantastic pathway, okay? But it's also a pathway full of mystery, okay? And it will take away those people that you felt were your most dearest of friends, and replace them with people that are true friends, okay? It will highlight those people that really do not stand next to you as a friendship. That's what I'm saying. And then it also bring those people that will be jealous of you also, and also make your life a little bit harder. But these are all lessons. Okay?
Could this pertain to family too?
Okay, second. Right, hang on a second. Family? Right. Thank you. Sweetheart, you got a brother?
I do have a brother, but I won't say. Go ahead.
Okay. And do you understand there's difficulty around the brother also?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And you understand that there's, when I say difficulty, I'm being told that he gets in trouble. Do you understand this?
Well, if you're talking about my stepbrother, yes. My real brother, not so much trouble, just depression.
Okay, so he's finding things difficult at the moment. Okay. But this all, would you understand why he's telling me that this all stems back to something that happened in the past within the family? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sweetheart, is it your... because he keeps going to me about a relationship and breakup. So is it your mum and dad have split up or something around like that? Do you understand this?
They split up, yes.
Okay. So this all stems back. If you actually go... Thank you. And he says, actually, it's the timing of your brother's depression as well. Say again? Thank you. Would it be about... It's longer than that, is it? Right. This gentleman is talking to me about 7. So I feel it's like 7 years. So do you understand, like 7 years ago, something else was going on in the family? Or it could have been the time of their separation or something like that? Do you understand? I feel it's longer.
It's much longer, but I'm trying to think of what happened 7 years ago or 7, and I can't. I can't think of anything regarding 7.
Okay, take the 7, and I'm sure that will come up in.
Okay.
But when you start to think about it a bit more, but your brother's depression started around the same time as your mum and dad splitting up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, your anger and emotion also tied to that as well, yes? You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, because you see it reflects on you also, I'm just being told. Do you understand that?
Absolutely, yep.
Sweetheart, you've got to forgive, okay? You, this is the hardest thing that you've got to do in your spiritual life, okay? Believe me, I've had to do it myself, and I know because my mum and dad are listening at the moment, okay? You give those people that you feel have put an emotional tie on you for whatever reason. It doesn't mean that you're saying okay, donating it. It's just mean that you are saying to them, you know, I'm just breaking that tie of the emotion that you've given to me, okay, and that you forgive them for it, okay. Doesn't mean
okay.
Okay. You don't have to. You don't have to phone them up and say, do you know what, I'm really sorry, okay, or you know, I forgive you, okay.
Right.
You can say it in your mind, okay.
Yes.
Because it's quite deep with you as well, isn't it?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Emotion is quite deep as well.
Oh, yes, very much. But I do forgive. But maybe it's just...
Ah, but do you let go of it?
No, I don't think I do. I try, but it keeps cropping up to me.
Yeah, do you know the best way of letting go of it is actually talking to others about it, like other members of the family about it?
The only person who understands, well, there's a couple, but when I talk about it, I try not to talk about it, actually, because the only other person who understands is my younger sister, and it just depresses her more, so I try to lay off of it, and then there's other people in the family, and I feel like if I try talking about it, I feel like it turns them against, and I don't want to do that. I wanted to ask you when you were speaking to, I believe, the first caller, and I don't want to, because I know that I didn't want to ask this because I don't want to confuse anything, but
right.
You were saying sell about a house. And she said that she doesn't have a house.
Okay.
I have a house, and it's not mine. It's all of my siblings. And I live here, and I'm trying to get it ready to sell, even though I don't want to sell it. And I'm trying to afford to purchase it myself.
Okay.
And it just made me wonder because of a few things that you said. But if you are telling me that that was not for me, then that's fine. Because you made it clear that Spirit tells you, you know, and I just don't want to confuse it. If it was definitely for the first caller, but if you look back... Then...
No, you know, as I say, I always give... whatever Spirit gives to me, I will give to you.
Okay.
I could be in a theatre full of people, okay? 300 people.
Okay.
Might have one link for one person, but 15 people might be able to take the message also.
Sure.
Okay, that's how Spirit work. Okay, they will come forth. May not just be for that person that they're dealing with. It could be for others that are in the audience also. Okay,
that's what I wonder.
Hang on 1 second. Let me just ask this gentleman. Is there any news about his house? Thank you. But I this gentleman is saying that the house will be his words will be yours. Okay.
Okay.
But patience is needed also, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. So please take the love from the Spirit. I'm going to finish there because I've got loads of callers. Please take the love from the Spirit and continue your work with Spirit, okay? Sit in meditation.
Absolutely.
But take time. Join a group where we can learn from each other, okay? It seems to me, I don't know if it happens out there, it seems to me like people don't have development groups out there, do they? In space.
I live on an island, so there's no... I'm like the general misfit of the whole place, so yes.
Right. Wow, okay. Well, you know, then maybe I should be coming to the States and Canada to actually teach people like yourself. So anyway, please take the love from Spirit, and thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. You're great. Thank you so much.
You take care.
You too.
And don't forget also, you can just download the show after it finishes and you can listen to your reading anytime you like, okay, in the archives. I'm going to go for a quick track, a bit of a swig of me water, and I'll be right back. Oh, who should we have? What track should we have? This is a difficult one. Let's go for this one, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
There you go, another spectacular track. Cry Little Sister is the soundtrack of The Lost Boys, a fantastic film of the 80s, probably one of the best films of the 80s. So anyway, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host here for the next 20 minutes or so on the Nick Humphries Medium Show. But don't forget, if you don't get a reading this evening, all is not lost, because you can join me again on Thursday evening here in the UK, which would be in the afternoon in America. So it's 8 p.m. here in the UK, about 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I can't work out what that would be anywhere else, all the other time zones, I get lost. You can go to my website, www.nick-humphries.com. The website, by the way, is actually changing. It will be changing. Information will be changing also. But for more up-to-date information, please go to my Facebook page, which is International Medium Nick Humphries. And I will friend request you. You can then look at all the links and all my bits and pieces that I do on there. I do tweet every now and again. It's Nick A. Humphries. Every now and again, I'm not that great on Twitter, I'll be honest. It's trying to remember to do it. I do more tweeting on Facebook, so they could call it Face Twitter or something like that. That sounds rude. I don't know what I'm jabbering on about. So anyway, if you want to get in contact with me, that's what you want to do. If you want to email, it's easy. It's info@nick-humphries.com. And my website is www.nick-humphries.com. There you go. Just me doing my radio voice. Being silly now. It's coming towards the end of the show. Phyllis, I have connected Facebook and Twitter, whatever it's called, together. Free feet still here. We're talking about going to Canada now. Okay, please come to Canada. That would be awesome. I said I will do if I knew where to go. Niagara Falls is beautiful, and so is Toronto, but I want to go there to work. And obviously see the sights, but see the beautiful countryside. Winnipeg would be much better for only 4 hours away. Although you might not like the snow, which is still here. I love the snow. Blah, 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 right. Yes, I do want to go to America. Yes, I've actually got a cousin in Colorado. And when the funds are in the bank, I will be going to America and also Canada. They are on my hit list. Right after I go back to India as well. So don't worry, I will be getting there. Okay, I'm just being told off now. I've got to talk about something else. You have to bear with me. I will get to another reading, okay? I promise. You must talk about your trance mediumship work and how Norway loves you, Norway. I do. Oh, bless Norway. Do you know what? I do absolutely adore Norway. Norway, do you know when you're flying down and you're coming down in the plane, and Norway's just made up of loads of little islands, and it makes it so interesting. It really is. It's like a fascinating place, and the people are so welcoming. They are really, really lovely. In particular, lovely Bertha in Norway. And now, she didn't actually hear the beginning of the show, but I did say at the beginning of the show, and people in the chat room will defend me on this, I did mention that we will be going to Norway on the 25th. But I didn't talk about my trance work, because I do trance, and trance is fantastic, okay? It's not where your head spins around, turns green, and you spit fire, or anything else, okay? It's a loving embrace of spirit. It's about the allowance of spirit to encompass and mingle their mind and their essence with yours, okay? And it's the best way to do it is the film Ghost, okay? Whoopi Goldberg sitting in that chair, and then she allows the spirit to jump into her body. That's pretty much how it works, but with more control. And it's a physical thing, okay? For me, it's physical. It's where I allow spirit to actually physically change my mind and change my body, change my appearance and looks and my voice. And I step out. Basically, my spirit steps out of my body, and their spirit comes in. It's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I know they love it in there too, in Norway too. And in fact, I'll be doing a trance demo in Norway on the Tuesday in the afternoon. And I'll be doing a workshop of trance in the evening. and Ian won, and for Bully's special prize. So tell them that you are the best trance medium ever. There you go. Did I just do it? I'm not, you know, I can never ever say that I'm better than anybody. It's not what I do. I just love my job. I do what I need to do, and spirit take me on fantastic journeys and make me do better stuff, okay? So it's just the way it is, okay? So anyway, I'm being messaged twice. So anyway, back to the show, okay? What time is it now? It's 10:43 here in the UK. It's mild. We would run away from it if you could. Why? Try to share it. What? Trance? You talking about I'm talking about the chat room now. Trance? You talking about trance in the chat room? Yes, you are. We love you. Thank you, sweetheart. I actually done trance demonstration in a theatre a couple of weeks ago when I was doing a big show. And, you know, it does get mixed reviews because some people go, oh my God, you know, his face has changed and it's not him talking. And they get quite frightened by it. And some of them are absolutely amazed and just come up with so many questions that they want to ask the spirit. But also, don't forget that when I do it, sometimes I can bring through people's loved ones as well. And that's something that I'm trying to do. We're actually experimenting, me and Spirit, or Spirit have said to me, actually, we're going to experiment with you. We're going to do something different with you, with your trance. And they give me a highlight of what I'm going to be doing, which is quite exciting, but very nerve-wracking. So anyway, that's what I do. I love it. Look me up on Facebook. Look me up on website. Okay, www.nick-humphries.com. Okay. So let's go back to the radio. And let's do the show, and let's do area code.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California, and my name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. And how's it going this afternoon?
It's afternoon here.
Okay. Right, in the afternoon. Before we carry on, I've just got to say a quick hello to Leon. Hello, Leon. Right, so how can we help
you? Hello, Leo. Yes, I'd like to see if there are any messages either from any loved ones that come through or any of my spirit guides. I'm trying to connect with my spirit guides better because I've meditated and everything, but I don't feel like I've gotten a real good connection with them. So I'm interested in doing that as well. But also, if any loved ones come through, my mom, my dad, grandparents, with some guidance on how to open my gifts further, as well as... Uh-oh, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. how to open my gifts further, as well as maybe what's coming for me with my spiritual giftings and abilities regarding healing.
Okay. So, did you listen to me do the last reading? Because we spoke a lot about spiritual gifts, the lessons and that we need to learn from spirit, and about opening up and stuff like that. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did, but it was kind of in and out because I was in my garden. I've been listening to the whole show.
Thank you very much. I mean,
our
spirit guides will work with us with whatever we want to do, okay? But they will decide the pace that we go at. Okay, so, you know, some people think that they're a medium overnight. It doesn't work like that. Okay, some people are born with the gift. Okay, but they still need developing. And that's, you know, that's me included. I still need developing. So I knew and understand everything that I was being told from words, from feelings, from senses, and emotions. So we have to go through that. Meditation is a good thing, but it's not the be all and end all. Okay, it's great actually be able to centralize our mind and hear ourselves and visualize. That's what it's great for. Okay, and bringing peace into our lives also. But what you need to do is actually find a group with like-minded people so you can learn from each other. A way of bringing spirit forward to help you or to communicate with you. And I'm not talking about a Ouija board, okay? I'm talking about just through linking, asking spirit to come stand next to you so you can understand how they feel, asking them to give you an emotion so you understand how they feel, asking them to give you words or images in your mind so you can see that sort of aspect of them. Okay? I've actually got a lady here in spirit that's connected to you. Thank you. She says that she would be grandmother on your mum's side of the family. Thank you. She just said to me that she would have passed, but she would have had a chest problem here. Lots of coughing, she tells me, as well. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. But she tells me that... right, a second. Right, she's also talking about your spiritual path, your lessons and development, okay?
Okay.
She's also telling me that, yes, you meditate, but your mind isn't with you when you meditate. Do you understand this? She tells me your mind wanders all over the place, she says. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So first of all, you need to settle down your mind. That's what you need to do, and that's probably part of the problem why you're not connecting. Okay, I'm not saying it is the problem. I say it might be part of the problem. Right, thank you. But also, you need to make sure that your life around you is also okay. Because, thank you, if you've got things like going on at work and you're worried about that, or a relationship and you're worried about that, it can all have effect, okay? But I don't feel that with you. I'm just saying that as for anybody else that's listening. Thank you, sweetheart. Right. Thank you. But she's also telling me that you've got to pick the right time of day for it. Okay, do you understand? Not when you're tired, because, thank you, sometimes your mind can drift off into the never-never and you never understand what's being taught of you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Second. Thank you. Sweetheart, do you understand? This lady's also talking to me about a gentleman that would be in spirit that connected to you, a grandfather that would be in spirit. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, she's given me a name. I'm not sure if it's his name or somebody around you, but the name of Bill, would you understand that?
Bill.
I have
know.
To give whatever I'm getting now, okay?
Okay.
Is it Bill? Bill or Billy. Bill, she says. Okay, do you understand this?
Okay. I'd have to check for my dad's side of the family because I don't remember his parents' name. We weren't in touch that much.
Right. But also with Bill, there would have been I feel probably an Air Force link, maybe, but a military link in some sort of, I feel like Air Force or Navy, I think, with that, with this gentleman as well, because he's showing me one of those peaked caps that he would have worn to the side of his head, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, he just said Air Force, but I feel it's more Navy type actually with him still. Right, thank you. But like the last lady that I've done the reading for, you've also got to decide sometimes what you want to do. Do you understand this? Because you're rushing ahead, you said. You're rushing ahead. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And sometimes she says, she's talking about the fact that you could be a healer if you wanted to. Do you understand that also?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And that's what she said. You need to start doing a bit more healing because that's actually the good way that they connect with you. Do you understand?
Okay,
she says, you've put your hands on people and you've been able to connect to people's loved ones that you're healing. Do you understand?
Yes.
So that's what you need to start a bit more, okay? And you'll notice then, actually, the more you do it, you start moving away from the healing and you start being able to give messages like I am to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. So that's a way for you to start to learn. Do the healing. Do the healing. Is that right? Yes. Do the healing.
Okay.
I'll say this lady in spirit is actually really charming. She's lovely. Yeah, really lovely. she had glasses as well. Do you understand? She had like small glasses.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because all she's doing is just giving me just a little bit of evidence there. But they're like oval shaped or something like that. Glasses. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that sounds more like my mom.
Okay, it could be. I know I'm on your mum's side of the family. I thought maybe because of the age that I'm looking at and what she said, it would be your grandmother. Okay.
Okay. My grandmother, my great grandmother wore oval glasses.
Right. Okay. But I don't feel it. Right. Okay. Yeah, I don't feel it's your gran. It could be just possibly. I'm not making things fit. It could be your great grandmother. Okay. Say again. Say that again. It's quite vital. Say that again. Thank you. Who had that? So I'm just being asked because I've got two ladies here now. Okay, and I'm just being told something. I want to clarify who's talking to me now. Thank you. Mum had bad hips. Is that correct? Mum had. It's either your mum or
I have bad hips. I have bad hips.
You've got bad hips, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, thank you. Thank you. Your mum passed in hospital, did she not?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Right, thank you. And she's telling me that there was lots of rushing around going on around her before her passing also. Do you understand this?
Yes. No, not with my mom.
Your mum?
Oh, but you know, when she first went in, she passed away 3 months after she went into the hospital. But during that time, there was a lot of rushing around.
Yeah, that's
with
that,
her.
Right. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Your mum is saying to me that she passed in the hospital. There was lots of rushing around her, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Sweetheart, she's talking to me about your hips because she said they're very stiff when you sit down. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. And she said you need to take more hot baths. But you need to go to the doctors about this, okay? See if there's something that they can do or help you with this, okay? But your mum is also, thank you, she just the hot baths relieve it. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yeah.
So you need to do this, have a nice hot bath, okay?
Okay,
give me a bit more, just a little bit more. Right. What's that? Who? So why is that the game? Blackjack, the game.
Huh?
Do you understand what she's talking about? Blackjack, the game.
No.
Blackjack, the game. What do you mean by that? Right. 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 It's symbolic. Okay. She said blackjack, and she said poker, and then she talked about cards and a full house. Okay. So she's telling me that. Got quite a lot going on in your life. Talked about, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And she said, and she, I mean, you've got a lot of people living with you, or it's the fact that she's got a handful of cards and saying full house, meaning you've got a lot in your hands, a lot to deal with at the moment, and you need to sort this out first. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So I am running out of time here. Okay. So
Thank you so very much.
But just meditate, see if you could join some sort of group or get a few people together where you can practice on doing healing, linking to their loved ones while you're doing the healing, okay?
Okay.
When you do the healing, thank you. She's just saying to put your hands on the person where they're having the pain, okay? Make sure it's not in a private area. And ask for the angels and the spirit to help with the healing energy, okay? And it's then...
Okay.
Realize actually you're getting links for people. You can say, you can realize I've got a gentleman here, mother here. Okay, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm gonna leave it there. Please take the love from spirit. Okay,
thank you so much,
sweetheart. Thank you.
Namaste.
So to you. So there you go, guys. We are coming towards the end of the show. For all those callers that didn't get a call or a reading, please join me on Thursday. Okay, it's only 2 days away, 8 p.m. Okay, GMT, I think that's like 3 p.m. Eastern. Catch me at Facebook, International Medium, Nick Humphreys, or email me, info@nick-humphreys.com, or my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. Okay, I don't know why I keep doing that stupid voice. I really don't. But thank you so much for everybody in the chat room. You know, it's been a great show, and I couldn't have done it without your energy. I really couldn't. It's been great connecting to your loved ones, in spirit, and join me on Thursday. Thank you so much once again. I really do love my job, and I love working for spirit and passing on all those loving messages. But until Thursday, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.